Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
In the next few weeks, I'm going to do some of these bottom of the hour trendings and use them to talk about some healthy recipes and things that you can do on Thanksgiving to make it just a little bit healthier. So today, I'm going to start with just some recipes. And remember, you can always listen again or write this stuff down or email me, melanie@radiomd.com, and I will send you the link or what it is I'm talking about or the recipe itself if that's what you'd like. Pumpkin pie, something that everybody makes, and it's made with tons of butter and cream. And if you like pumpkin mousse pie like I do, I can tell you that it is a pretty fattening little bit of dessert. But the ways that you can make it a little bit healthier, if you're making just a straight pie out of it, you can use Greek yogurt and even mascarpone cheese. They are lower fat, lower calorie. You can use a no-calorie Greek yogurt. You can use low-fat sour cream. You do not have to use full-fat sour cream. The flavor is wonderful, and there's an excellent, excellent, if you've ever used Siagi's, they have a sour cream. They also have a zero-fat yogurt. It's a Greek yogurt, and it is amazing. It tastes like you just want to eat the whole thing, just the plain Siagi's, zero fat or 2% Greek yogurt, and use that as your sour cream in your pumpkin pie. I promise you, it will be an amazing thing, and not one single person will notice that missing fat and calories. Another way to make some of these things healthier is to use some spices and fruits and herbs. Right now, the herbs are all really going crazy. Rosemary, sage, parsley. In this weather, these are all huge herbs. And use a lot of those herbs to make things a little bit more flavorful without having to add so much butter and cream and salt. And you can also use fruit. Dried fruit is another way to lower the calories and yet add sweeten, you know, to these things. If you're making a stuffing, adding dried cherries, dried cranberries, and some nuts, pistachios, and or chopped almonds is a great way to make your stuffing a little bit more bulkier, and it gives it a nutty flavor that people absolutely love, and you're not loading it up with salt and fat and calories. So that's two suggestions, a few more actually, and we're going to give you more as the days get closer to the holidays. I get to, because it's my show. Stay tuned, more great shit coming up.